Shalom to all. Today's office is Bamitzei Daf Lamed Ches, and we are starting near the top of the Amud with the brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Bas Yakim Maisha Hernish Shama Shadavin Olia El Ilu Nishmas Mars Freida Chaya Bela Bas Vitzlik Tzvi Hernish Shama Shadavin Olia. And the Mishnah says Mafkid Peretz Chaveroi fell deposited produce by his friend. So Reuven deposited produce by Shimon. Afilu Hin Avudin, even if they're getting ruined, for example, mice are eating them, or they're just slowly rotting away. Lo Yigabahen, the Shomer Shimon is not allowed to touch them. However, Shimon Gamlelim, where he tells us Maicher Mifnei Bezdin, he should sell them in front of Bezdin. Because like he's returning a lost object to the owner. This produce is getting ruined, and that's like a lost object. So according to Shimon Gamliel, he should sell it, saving the owner from this loss. So I think that's my time out. What's the reason for the Tanakama that we're not going to sell this produce, which is getting ruined? So we have two different reasons. Rav Kahana says, other Murtabakav Shaloy Mitishakam Shal Chaveroi, and this is a line which is used often in Gemara to explain a number of different things, and literally means that a person would rather one kav of his own stuff than nine kavim of his friend. In other words, a person would rather a minimal amount of his own produce as opposed to a lot of produce that was purchased from somebody else. And so even though his produce is getting ruined, he doesn't want the shomer to sell it. Whereas Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, he gives a different reason. We have to be chashish that the mafkid Reuven turned this produce into truma meiser for something else. For example, Reuven's traveling and he has produce in front of him which needs truma meiser taken off of it. And he says, oh, that produce that I gave to Shimon, that should be truma meiser for what I have in front of me. And therefore, Shimon's not allowed to sell this produce even though it's getting ruined because it might be truma meiser. So the Gemara asks, Meisvei, we have a brass that says as follows. Mafkid Peretz says, Chaveroi, if a person deposits produce by his friend, the Shomer is not allowed to touch them. Lefikach, therefore, says the Braisa, Baal Bais Oisars and Truma Meiser Malka Macher, the Baal Bais, the owner, is allowed to turn them into Truma Meiser for something else. So, Bishlam Rav Kahana, we understand according to Rav Kahana that the reason why the produce is not allowed to be sold is because he just wants his own stuff and he doesn't want other people's. That's what the Braisa says. Lefikach, since the Shomer is not allowed to sell it, therefore, the owner is allowed to turn to Truma Meiser. Al Rav Nachman Yitzchak, but according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, my Lefikach, what's the Lefikach? According to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, the reason why it's not allowed to be sold is because maybe it was turned to Truma Meiser, so as the Braisa makes sense to say, Lefikach, therefore, you could turn it to Truma Meiser. The whole reason why it's not allowed to be sold in the first place is because maybe it was turned to Truma Meiser. So my answer is, Hachikamar, this is what the Braisa is saying. Hashuda Amar Rabbanon, now that the Rabbanon are saying, Loin Zabin, this is not allowed to be sold, Dechayshinon, because we're Chayshish that maybe it was turned to Truma Meiser. Well, Lefikach, therefore, Baal Bais, Aisaisan Truma Meiser, Hamakam Acher. Now the Baal Bais could be 100% confident and he could Lechatchilo turn this produce into Truma Meiser because he knows that the Shomer is not going to sell it. Now Amar Rabbi Chana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Chana tells us the name Rabbi Yechanan, Machalikas, Bechtei Chasrainon. The whole machlokes on account of Shimon Gamliel is only bechidei chasrainon, meaning this produce is getting ruined at the normal rate that produce gets ruined. And in two daf, we're going to see what bechidei chasrainon is for certain types of produce. And this is just a standardized number. We can assume the produce is going to get ruined at a regular rate. So that's what the whole machlokes is. Avol yosem bechidei chasrainon, but if it's getting ruined at a quicker rate than usual, everyone agrees, meaning even Tanakam agrees to Shimon Gamliel that the Shomer has to sell the produce in Bezdin. Now we clarify, as Rav Nachman Yitzchak vade pliga. For sure, this is not like Rav Nachman Yitzchak, because Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, don't sell it. Maybe it was turned to Truma Meiser in a different place. And this is obviously not like that, because over here, everyone agrees that you should sell the produce. I wouldn't say anything about it being Truma Meiser. But at Rav Kahana, Milei Mepliga, are we going to say this is not like Rav Kahana? Perhaps you would say that Kikam Rav Kahana, when does Rav Kahana say that the reason why the produce is not allowed to be sold is because he wants his own produce, writes Adam Kash Shalom Tisha Kam Shal Chaveroi, that's Bechdei Chasrein Ka'amar. Maybe he only says that when it's getting ruined at a regular rate, the owner would rather you not sell it. But since it's getting ruined at a quicker rate than usual, perhaps Rav Kahana would agree that the fellow wants the stuff to be sold. Ask Gemara, how could you say that? Rav Kahana said this line, and if we translate it literally, it means a person wants one kav of his stuff as opposed to nine kavim of his friend's stuff. And that's definitely not the normal rate of it getting ruined. That's much quicker than usual, because we see that he'd rather a tiny percentage of his own produce as opposed to much more of somebody else's. Sigmar says, no, it's not a raya. Guzma ba'alma. That's just an exaggeration. It doesn't mean literally that a person wants one cucumber that he raised in his garden as opposed to nine cucumbers from the store. Obviously, he would rather the nine cucumbers from the store. It just means if it's getting ruined at a regular rate, then he'd rather a few of his cucumbers as opposed to more than that from the store. But again, yes, if he's going to end up with almost nothing of his own produce, then he definitely wants you to sell it and buy him regular stuff. And we continue asking, Meisvei, we had this brass that said, Lefikach, therefore, Baal Bais, Oisars, and Truma, Meisra, Malka, Macher, the Baal Bais is allowed to turn this produce into Truma Meiser for a different place. Asking more of Lechosh, why don't we be chashish for the following? Maybe the produce was getting ruined at a quicker rate than usual, Vizavninu, and the Shomer sold them already, and now the owner is going to be eating Tevel, because he thought that he had produce by the Shomer, and so he turned that produce, which again he thought he had, into Truma Meiser, but really the Shomer sold it a long time ago, which means that the food that the owner is eating right now is Tevel. So the answer is no. The whole idea that it's going to get ruined quicker than the usual rate, that's not something common that we have to be chashish for. So we ask, and if it does happen, my, so what's the halacha? The Shomer is allowed to sell it? Well, then we should have the opposite chashash. Let's be chashash. Maybe the Baal Bais had already turned this produce into Truma Meiser, and that means the Shomer is selling something that has the status of Truma Meiser. Meiser. So the Gemara says, you're right. Kimes Avnina Nami, when he sells it, Lukayhami to make Trumas Avnina Lahu. He sells it to Kayhanim for the value of Truma because we're actually our Chayshish that maybe it's Truma Meiser. Ask the Gemara of Nachma Yitzchak Nami, what about according to Nachma Yitzchak also? Nizamnina Lukayhami to make Truma. Why don't we sell it to Kayhanim for the value of Truma? Why is Rav Nachma Yitzchak said, don't sell it because maybe he turned it into Truma Meiser for a different place? Well, even if he did, no big deal. Sell it to Kayhanim for the value of Truma. So we're answering the Paul Pligi, this is Machalikas. That's not shechich, it's not common for it to get ruined quicker than usual. When it does happen, it's going to happen later on that it got ruined quicker than usual. And if we're going to say the Baal Bayis turned this produce into Truma Meiser for something else, he turned it into Truma Meiser before it hit this stage of Yosem Chdech Hasroinon. And if this produce does actually get ruined quicker than usual, so then it's very reasonable to assume that it's already considered Truma, and therefore it has to be sold for the value of Truma to Kayhanim. Whereas Rav Nachman Yitzchak Sover, he holds Yosem Chdech Hasroinon Mishkach Shiach, that it's actually normal for it to get ruined quicker than usual. And Havaluhu La'altarhu Havaluhu. When it does happen, that's going to happen right away. And V'yamar Nizam Ninu, if you want to say that the Shomer is allowed to sell them when this happens, Zimnu Dekadim Mazbin Lahu, maybe he's going to sell them pretty early on. V'chiyavalu Baal Bayis Truma Meiser Makam Acher, and when the Baal Bayis decides to turn this produce into Truma Meiser for a different place, Loya Dezavna, he's not going to know that it was already sold, and it's going to turn out that the owner is eating tevel, and that's where Nachman Yitzchak says that it's not allowed to be sold. I think Mark continues, Meisve. We have a brass that says, if a person deposited produce by his friend, Virkivu, and it began to rot, or Yayin, Vehichmetz, he deposited wine and it turned into vinegar, Shemen, Vehivish, he deposited oil and it spoiled, Dvash, Vehidvish, he deposited honey, and it's talking about date honey, and it went bad, Hariza lo yigabahen, the Shemer is not allowed to touch them. Divra Amir, that's Ramir's opinion. Whereas Vachamar and Vacham say, Islam Takana, he should make a Takana, and we're going to explain what that means later, Umaychon Bezen, he should sell them in Bezen. And when he sells them, he should sell them to others. He should not sell them to himself, meaning he shouldn't pay for them and just keep them for himself, because people are going to be chayshish that he wasn't fair with the price. And similarly, those in charge of tzedakah funds, if they don't have any anim, there's no poor people around to distribute money to, they should take the small prutas, the small copper coins, which could get ruined, and exchange them with others for silver coins, which will not get ruined, but they're not allowed to do that for themselves. Lastly, the ones that are in charge of the tamchoy, which is the daily food collection, they would collect real food from people and distribute it to aniyim. If there's no aniyim to give this food to, so they should sell this food to others, because if not, it's going to go bad. And they shouldn't sell it to themselves. Now, at any rate, we learned at the beginning of this brisa, pears for kivu, if fruit was deposited and began rotting, according to Rav Meir, one should not sell it. According to Chachamim, one could. Now, my love, isn't that talking about even if they're getting ruined quicker than the usual rate, Rav Meir says not to sell them, and that's a problem, because we had said that everyone agrees that if they're getting ruined quicker than the usual rate, they are allowed to be sold. So Gemara says, that's not what it's talking about. It's talking about the getting ruined, the regular rate. And it's in that case, Rav Meir says, don't sell them. Ask Gemara, how could you say that? We mentioned all these cases. That's considered more than the regular rate. Why is it more than the regular rate? Because the entire thing spoiled, everything got ruined, and still Rav Meir said not to do anything. So Gemara says, no, Shani, Hani, that case is different. Kim to come. Since it already happened, it happened. Meaning, since everything spoiled already, there's nothing that can be done for it, and that's Rav Meir says, don't sell it. But yes, if it's Yasim Chdech Hasroinon, and you still could sell the remaining produce, so Rav Meir would agree that you should sell it. Let me just clarify, Shemen Vehevish, Dvash Vehidvish, when the oil of the honey got totally ruined, Lamed Chasman Bez on top, Amai Chazu, what could it be fit for? What could it be possibly used for if you can't eat it? And the answer is, Shemen Chazal Galdoi, the oil is good for leather workers, even though the oil can't be eaten, it can be rubbed on leather and makes it soft, and Dvash Lakshisha Dagamali, the honey could be used for the wounds of the camel, the pack on the camel's back chafes in and rubs it and creates a wound, and honey is good for that. Now that we continue explaining Vachamim and said, Islam Takanu Maichon Bezdin, that a Takana should be done for this, and sell it in Bezdin. So yes, my Takanta Avalu, what type of Takana could he do for it? What could he fix up over here? So Ravashi Vashi answers, look on Kanim. It's for the barrels or the containers, the pitchers that these things are being held in. We don't want them to get ruined by having the spoiled stuff inside, so that's a Takana. Ask the Gemara of Maikim Efagi, so what's the Machalikas Ramayr and the Chum over here? And the answer is, the Majazavar Ramayr holds, have some Rubachashu, have some Wutlechashu, that we care about a big loss, but not a small loss. A small loss is the containers. If the containers get ruined because they have spoiled stuff in them, that's not a big deal. It's only when there's going to be a big loss, for example, the produce started getting ruined and it's getting ruined at a quicker rate than usual, so that's going to be a big loss if everything gets ruined, and that's where Rav Meir would agree to sell it over there. But again, that's only by a big loss. Whereas the Marsar of the Chum hold, Afil Hafsin Mu'at Nami Chashu, even for a small loss or Chayshesh, and even though just the barrels or pitchers and containers are going to get ruined, still we're going to sell those so the fellow doesn't suffer even the small loss. I think Mark thinks explaining Mishnah Rashim Gamaliel, I'm Rashim Gamaliel, had said, Yimkrim Bezin, they should be sold in Bezin, because like he's returning a lost object to the owner. And now the Gemara tells us, Itmar was stated, Rab Yaakov, Rab Yechanan, he said in the name of Rab Yechanan, Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, Halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Amar Rav Nachman, Rav said in the name of Rav Nachman, Halacha Kedir Rav Chamin, Halacha is like the Chamin. Ask more of Amar Rav Yechanan, Rav Yechanan already said this once that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And where did he say this? Don Rav Chana, Am Rav Yechanan, Kol Makom Shoshan, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Mishnah Seinu. Anytime Rav Shimon Gamliel is taught in Mishnah, halacha kamaisai. The halacha is like him. Chutz, except for in three cases: Arev, case of a guarantor; Vitzidon, which is a case of a get that happened in this place called Tzidon; Virayach Raina, and a Mishnah that tries to bring two different rayas to something, and we don't pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel in the second raya. So we already know the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Why does Rav Yechanan have to say it again? And the answer is Am Rav Yechanan, Vali Rav Yechanan. It's Machlok Samarim in the name Rav Yechanan. And now we get into a different discussion. Mid Rav Shimon Gamliel Nishma, from Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion in our Mishnah, we learn that we will be Myrid, which literally means placed down. What over here means we're going to set up a Karev, a relative, to take care of the Nechasim, the property of a Shavoy, someone who was captured. And we're going to discuss this at length. And the idea over here is we have a person who's captured by the government or by bandits or by someone, and he's not able to take care of his property. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we're going to take his closest relative that's going to Yarshin him if he dies, and that relative is going to be put into his property to take care of it. If the fellow who's captured dies, the relative inherits everything. And if he doesn't die and he comes back, so the relative gets paid like an aris, like a sharecropper. And so we learn from Rav Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah that we will sell this produce if it's getting ruined. That similarly, if a person was captured, we're going to take one of his relatives and appoint him to oversee the properties. However, from the Rabbanan Nishma, from the Rabbanan we learn that we're not going to take a carve, we're not going to take a relative and appoint him to take care of the properties of his captive. Ask Gemara Mai, who says this is true? Maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel only says over here that the produce should be sold. That's because the Karen, the principal, is getting totally ruined. If he doesn't do anything, everything here is going to be ruined. So that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel says to sell it. Aval Hasan, but over there, when we're talking about property, maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel would say, don't put the relative there, because even if the land gets overgrown and no one touches it, it's not going to get ruined. It's still land. And maybe Rabban only say over here not to sell it, El Ikrav Kahana, Ikrav Nachum Yitzchak, either because of Kahana's reasoning that a person wants his own produce and not somebody else's, or Nachum Yitzchak's reasoning because maybe it was turned into Truma Meisa for a different place. Aval Hasan, but over there, maybe the Rabban would agree that we are married Karv L'Nichsei Shavoy. So Gemara asks on this logic, remember the Trey Tamin Inhu? Does that mean to say that our Mishnah and that discussion over there are two different reasonings? V'am Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said B'Shem Shmuel, Halacha Karv B'Shem Gamliel, that Halacha is like Karv B'Shem Gamliel, and V'am Shmuel, Shmuel also said, Ma'ridin Karv L'Nichsei Shavoy. L'am Yishom D'cha Taimahu, wouldn't that be because it's the same exact reason? And Gemara says, well, that's not so. Trey Tamin Inhu, it could be two different reasonings. And Achinami Stam, it's actually logical to say that. Damar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Halacha K'de Rechamim, Rava said B'Shem Rav Nachman, that Halacha is like Rechamim, and Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman himself also said that Ma'ridin Karv L'Nichsei Shavoy seems to be like Rav Shimon Gamliel's Svara and not the Chacham Svara of our Mishnah. El Shmamino must be Trey Tamin Inhu Shmamino. It's clear that these discussions are two totally different reasonings, and just because Rav Shimon Gamliel says what he says here, he doesn't say it over there, and same thing with the Chachamim. I think Mark continues talking about this. Itmar stated Shavu Shenishba, a fellow was captured. Rav Amar Rav says Ein Ma'ridin Karv L'Nichsei, do not appoint his closest relative to take care of his properties, just leave his properties. Where Shmuel Amar Shmuel says Ma'ridin Karv L'Nichsei, we appoint his closest relative to take care of them. Now here's an important line. B'Shashamu B'Shemes, if they heard that this captive died, no one argues, and they all agree that we will be married this closest relative, as we explained previously. If the person really did die, so the relative is not going to be working the property for naught because he's yarshining the fellow who died, and even if the fellow didn't die, we heard that he did, but it turns out that he didn't, and he comes back home, no problem. The relative is still going to get paid like an aris, like a sharecropper. If they didn't hear that he died, they didn't hear anything. Rav Amar Rav says, don't let him go down there. Maybe he's going to ruin the field. Maybe he's going to keep on planting it over and over again, and he's not going to fertilize it in between plantings, and that drains it from all its nutrients and it ruins it. Whereas Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Meriden, we are going to be married the relative, Kivin to Amar Mar, since it was stated, Shamil Hu Ka'aris, that we evaluate him like a sharecropper, Loi Mafsid Luhu. So he's not going to ruin the property because he's not going to lose out. He's going to get paid either which way, even if the fellow comes back. And therefore, we will be married Karv L'Nichsei Shavoy. Something we're asked, Meisvei. Reb Lezer tells us as follows, Mimashir Shenemar, from the inference of the following pasuk in the Teichacha that says, V'char Api, and my anger will flare up, V'arakti Eschem, and I'm going to kill you, Yodani, I know based off of that pasuk, that people's wives are going to be almanos and their sons are going to be yisaimim. Because if the person died, obviously his wife is going to be a widow and his children are going to be yisaimim. Al matam loimer v'hayun shechem goimer. Then why is it the pasuk continues and says, and your wives are going to be almanos and your children are going to be yisaimim? That's obvious if the man is going to be killed. And the answer is, Malamed, it's teaching us about another situation. That people's wives are going to want to get married, but we're not going to allow them because we're actually not so sure if the person died. And the sons are going to want to go down to the father's properties, but we're not going to allow them. So you see very clearly from here that if we don't know if a fellow died, we're not going to be married a relative into his properties. So Rava says, that's talking about having him go into the properties and sell his father's properties. That we're not going to allow him to do. But we will allow him to go into the property and work it and get money from it. He's just not allowed to sell it. So that's not a question. And we continue, have there was a story like this in Arda, and we didn't hear whether or not the fellow died. Rav Sheshes answered the question, deduction from what we just learned. Normally, Ravam Asr Sheshes, Doma Layered Vilimkar Tanan. Maybe that's talking about Layered Vilimkar, that a relative is not allowed to go and sell it, but he is allowed to go and work it. Why are you Rav Sheshes saying that he's not allowed to even go inside and work it? So Ramalei told him, Doma Pumpadisa At, maybe you're from Pumpadisa, Dema Island Pila Bakuba Demachta, that they try to stick elephants in the eyes of a needle, which basically means that Chum Pumpadisa often come up with these svaras that they have to shtup into a place that doesn't really make sense. And Rav Sheshes continues explaining, why is it that this is not a good explanation of the Pasuk? Why is that? Because Vidumi Dina Shasem Katani. It's similar to their wives. What do the Pasuk say? That their wives are going to be almanis and the sons are going to be yisaimim, which means that the sons being yisaimim is just like the situation of the wives being almanis. Ma hasam klaloi, just like over there, when the wife is an almana and she doesn't know if her husband died, she's not going to get married at all whatsoever. Afachanami klaloi. So to over here, when we're talking about the son going into his father's property, it means he's not going to go in at all whatsoever, not just to sell it, but even to work it. So therefore, we actually could see from here that if we don't know if the person died, we're not allowed to go into the property. And we can think with this. When we read in Karv L'Nichsei Shavoi Tanaihi, it's actually Machlokes Tanaim whether or not we're going to be married to Karv L'Nichsei Shavoi. The time you have a Braisa, Hayo L'Nichsei Shavoi, if a person went down to the field of a captive to work it, and again, he's a relative, in Matzina Sem Yodai, we're not going to take it away from him. And not only are we not going to take it away from him, but we're actually going to let him do it L'Chatchila. Not only that, El Afilu Sham Shem Mashem Nubayin, even if we heard that the fellow's on his way back, the Kadim Vitalash, and his relative quickly jumped up and detached all the produce growing here, V'Achal and he ate it, Harez Zars of Niskar. So he was very quick, he was full of alacrity, and he gained over here because he managed to pick all the produce before the owner came back. Now, the following is considered the property of a Shavui. Let's say his father or his brother or somebody would be giving this fellow a Yerusha. They went overseas and it was heard about them, they died. So that's considered Nechse Shavui. Basically, the fellow was captured or he went overseas and we heard that he died. So we're allowed to go into his properties. Another case, somebody goes into the Nechasim of Netushim. This means that they were abandoned against the person's will. We will take him out of the property. What exactly is Nechse Netushim? The father or brother or one of the Mayrishim went overseas. And we did not hear that the fellow died. So the relative is not allowed to go in. And Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Shamati, I heard, Shanatushim Keshvuyin, the Netushin is like Shvuyim, that the Karv is allowed to go in when it's a case of Netushim. So clearly we see it's Machlokes Tanaim, whether or not a Karv is allowed to go into the property if it's Netushim. And one more case, Hayor L'Nichsei Ritushim, somebody who goes into the Chasim of Ritushim, this is property that was abandoned willingly, the fellow left it, and he could have sorted out his affairs beforehand. So Maitzino Sem Yodei, according to everybody, we're going to take away the relative who went into that property. And these are Nechasim of Ritushim. His father or his brother or one of the Marishan is over here. He's local. And then the guy disappeared. And we don't know where the guy went. So that's a situation where we say that everybody agrees that the relative is not allowed to go into this property because, again, as we just explained previously, the fellow who disappeared had the ability to work out his affairs. And since he didn't say anything and he didn't appoint anyone and he didn't go to Bezdin and say that he's leaving town, so his relative is not allowed to go into his property. Now we just clarify these two terms that are used in the Braisa. Why are these called Nitushim and the other ones are called Ritushim? The Lam Tes Amar Aleph on top, Nitushim, Debal Karchon, as we explained, that's talking about that the property was abandoned against the person's will. And how do we know that? Because the Pasuk says, in regards to Shemitah, Bashviyas Tishmetenu and Atashta, and on the seventh year, literally this means you shall release it and abandon it, talking about property. And what does that mean? Afkasa Demalka. This requirement to abandon property during Shemitah and not work it is a command of the king. It comes from Hashem. And so Natasha in the Pasuk is talking about leaving something against your will. And therefore, Nitushim is property left against a person's will. Whereas Ritushim is referring to the Midaiton, they were left willingly. The person knew what he was doing. And how do we know that? The Pasuk says, Im albanim rutasha, the mother together with the children have been abandoned. And in the context of the Pasuk, it's talking about Yidden who were afraid that the enemy was going to attack. So they left and abandoned on purpose so that they're not captured by the enemy. And so we see over here that this lashon of rutasha or Ritushim is leaving something voluntarily, willingly, knowingly. And that's the difference between these two terminologies. Now we're going to stop here for the day, right in the middle of the Braisa, and pick up tomorrow continuing with it. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.